You have to discount a huge part of sounds and words which comes our way from the TV, from the media, from the politicians, from the neo-moralists. And you cannot speak in Sri Lanka. I mean, every religion, for instance, I mean, there are in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Quran, Hadith, etc. I mean, that homosexuality is not something obviously commendable. No. But if you say that, you're cooked. No, you're finished. I mean, you cannot say that the Jews are tyrannizing the people of Gaza. You are finished. You know, you become anti-Semite, and you should be, I don't know, reprimanded and a horrible person. I mean, the situation has become to this extent. Even now, when I say this, for instance, and I know my own wife is even protesting. Yeah. Well, it's. There is a hadith. One says that this is tyranny. I mean, this really inability to say the wrong is wrong is tyranny. And the hadith says that if you encounter a tyranny, if you are capable, do it with your hands. If you are not, do it with your tongue. In fact, you speak against it. And if you cannot do that, at least shed tears and pray to Allah Ta'ala to undo this tyranny. This is an obligation. But we cannot do it because one is afraid. To be called anti-gay or anti-Semitic or anti-capitalist or no. You, they will call you terrorists. So you're going to London. Sure now.
Yes.
When is that going to happen?
In August, inshallah.
Hmm?
In August, inshallah.
In August.
Yes.
And the contract is for?
Initially,
you have a contract.
Yes, yes. It's initially for 2 years.
3 years?
2 years.
2 years.
But the expectation is that if it goes well, that it would become longer. Inshallah.
May I ask, what is it?
It's to oversee our energy sector activities for Europe, Middle East, and Africa.
Europe and?
Middle East and Africa.
Do you understand what that means?
Bu finans sisteminde.
Ne sisteminde?
Finans.
Evet.
Yatırımları takip ediyorlar Orta Doğu'da.
Neyi takip ediyorlar?
Yatırımları takip ediyor.
Yatırımları evet.
Orta Doğu'da, Afrika'da ve Avrupa'daki enerji yatırımları konusunda danışmanlık yapıyor firmasına. Burada diyor, şurada şöyle aktiviteler var enerji konusunda. Burada şu var.
Onlar enerji investment, like what? Electricity, petroleum,
gas, the whole thing. Oil, gas,
atomic energy,
wind power, solar power.
Yeah.
Everything within energy, metals, mining.
What company is that?
It's a Blackstone.
Hmm?
Blackstone.
Finans şirketi, yatırım şirketi. Blackstone diye bir yatırım şirketi.
Hangi American. Is the American or English?
Yes, American.
One of the biggest company, one. Biggest in the world.
Yeah. Were you working for them here?
Yes.
Aha. So they're sending you to...
They're sending me there, yes.
Okay.
Ajan,
as long as they won't send you to Nigeria, it's okay. So you're going to stay there? You're not, they're not going to send you to Africa or something?
No, I'm going to live in London, inshallah. I'll be based in London, and then I'll be traveling a lot to...
But there will be traveling.
There'll be traveling, oh, yes. Yeah. Quite a lot, I think, yes. Because there's not that much to do in London.
Uh-huh. So you're going to be like a captain.
Traveling.
Captain, married captain. No. Is your wife here?
No, she's at home today.
She's at home?
That's why your socks don't match.
Well, no, probably most of the time you'll be in, you'll go and come.
Exactly, yeah. I'll go for a day here, a day there,
yeah.
And I'll be based in London.
Yeah. It's okay. Salary is good?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Better than here?
Yes.
Because probably England is more expensive than here.
It is much more expensive.
Yeah. Did you find yourself a place?
Yes, we just did that yesterday.
Where?
In Knightsbridge.
Where? In London.
In London, in Knightsbridge.
Ne?
Knightsbridge diye bir.
Aha, bir oh, in Knightsbridge. Yes. Okay.
Alhamdulillah, we got lucky. We got found a beautiful place.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. That's good. Yeah, London is nice. Europe is nice. It would be a good experience. Is your wife happy about it or?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
We passed Royal Albert Hall yesterday, and I thought of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is not Obamacare. Obamacare is a joke, but there is still, I think, in England, social yes. Medicine, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So everything will be free. That will be good. And I even think. Yeah. That when the kid is born, you know, there are all sorts of advantages that, you know, babysitting or, you know, this and that kind. Oh, yes, you should really inquire into it. Okay. And at least in France it is. Three all sorts of advantages.
Okay. Yeah. I will get to it.
On the left.
Yeah, I mean, the baby can have four citizenships, I think, because I'm American and Pakistani, she's Canadian and Pakistani, and then we were born in the UK. So.
Besides, you will also feel like at home, because London now is more like Karachi than...
They call it Londonabad. Huh? Londonabad.
So I shouldn't say that. So we had a little Zavia there in London, and the head of it is something 5 MI5 they call it, the CIA, the of English CIA.
Oh,
he was a Turk. But I mean, English, Turk origin, English, and he started working for the MI5 or whatever it is called, the CIA, and of course, I mean, he couldn't function being a Jarrah-i Sheikh and MI5 at the same time. It became all terribly hush-hush, you know, that, and it somehow dissolved, didn't, Onur was part of that group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I think it disappeared now, but we have a couple of, you know, from Muzaffar Effendi's time, some little crazy-ish English. There are two English Aishas. Has anybody met the English Aishas here? No?
One of them.
Yeah. You met the little one. The one whose husband was Tahir, the filmmaker.
Yep, yeah.
But I think there's the big Aisha who is nicer.
Mm. But
they're nice. Yeah.
And there was that Lord.
Mm.
Remember the Lord? Yeah. I remember his name.
Like white stones?
No, England is nice.
No.
But in my time, it was very nice. I went there right after the war. 1947, I was there as a student. There was no food, but it was good. English cuisine is a disaster, of course. Or at least used to.
But to be honest, in London, at least in the in central London, you don't really meet many English people anymore.
Yeah.
They're all
there are lots of Paki restaurants, and you know.
But they're all Pakistani, Russian, Arab, French. You meet all you hear is French on the streets. Actually, you don't meet English people anymore. It's strange.
There was this horrible.
Yeah.
What was the name of it, mother? That in Piccadilly Circus there was this huge restaurant. Lions. I bet it's still there. It was horrible. Macaroni salad. One thing which I liked it is the pudding. The how is it called? With the sauce on it.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah. They used to serve that in tea houses, which they don't anymore. Yeah. You should know. You know. Plum pudding? No.
Yorkshire pudding.
Which they put this grey sauce on the top of it.
I haven't had it, but I've heard.
Yeah.
Of it.
That I used to like. Ezanın neye sesi çıkmıyor?
Yes.
Buraya gelmiyor herhalde.
Buradaki hoparlörü kapattı, çok kapattı çıkıyor neyi diye.
Kaç gün kaldı Ramazan'a? How many days to Ramazan now?
Not many.
21.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
21 days.
Yeah, 3 weeks. So the days will be